A couple years back, my smallish northern Indiana town got an honest-to-goodness public bus. Progressive type started walking a little taller, a little prouder, because, well, when you have a bus, it means you live in a place where somebody cares. Our bus is such a good thing, in fact, that people hate to talk about the one little problem. Nobody ever rides it. Okay, that's not exactly true. Last Tuesday, my neighbor's friend thought she saw someone in the very last row on the right-hand side. I'm just barely exaggerating. There really are only two kinds of people who ever get on our bus: hardcore greeny tree huggers and those who have no other form of transportation. So now, with tight government budgets and higher gas prices, some cost-conscious citizens are rightly taking a closer look at our not-so-public transportation. In a letter to a local paper, one man put it this way: "I would prefer not having taxpayers' dollars go literally up in fumes." He suggested we have two choices: put the bus out of its misery or get more people to ride it. According to the American Public Transportation Association, we could reduce our oil dependence by about 40%, almost the amount we import from Saudi Arabia in a year, if Americans would use public transportation for just 10% of our daily travel. You know, radio stations hand out cash and concert tickets to attract listeners. Television stations lure viewers with home makeovers. Cola companies entice customers with everything from free soda to a chance at $1 billion. What do bus riders get for their trouble? Oh, yeah, more trouble. If it's hot or cold or raining and there's a comfortable car 10 feet away in the garage, taking a bus is work. In large cities where drivers compete for rare and costly parking spaces, public transportation offers tangible rewards in the way of convenience and affordability. But in communities with plenty of space and manageable traffic, if you have a car, the only reasons to ride a bus are long-term, big-picture, goody-goody reasons like ozone reduction, energy conservation, and curbing global warming. Here's where the public sector can use a little private sector know-how: catchy jingles, cash prizes, gift certificates at shops along the bus routes, maybe chocolate. Riders need something in the here and now. Like anything else Americans buy, public transportation is a product. It's time to start selling it.